Today's Amud is Sukkah Nundalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Nundalad Amud Aleph, four lines on the top by the two dots. So the Mishnah discussed the amount of blasts that they used to blow with the trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah said that there was never less than 21 blasts, three when they would open up the gates, nine by the Tamid Shal Shachar, nine by the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, a total of 21. That was daily in the Beis HaMikdash that we always had those 21. And the Gemara pointed out that this, that we're counting this as 21, even though some of them were Tkiyos and some of them were Truos, we're counting each blast separately, that's like the sheet of the Chachamim. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, which is going to be significant when we get to the end of today's Amud, but that the Gemara said that the Mishnah does not fit within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, rather it's going like the Chachamim. But Al-Kabanim, the Mishnah said that the minimum amount of blasts that there were in the Beis HaMikdash were these 21 that we just said. And the Mishnah then said that the most amount of blasts that there was 48. And there was 48, that was when Erev Shabbos fell out on Sukkot. On that Erev Shabbos, there were 48 blasts. In addition to the 21 that they had daily, so there was another 9 by the Karban Musaf, because it was Sukkot, so there was another 9. That gets us to a total of 30. And then, when the Kehanim would leave the Azara to go towards the Shilayach to get some water for the Nisach HaMayim, so there were many different blasts on his way out. 3 by the Shar Nikonor, 3 when he got to the Shar HaTachtoin, 3 when he would actually fill up the water, and then there was also 3 when they would put the Aravos over the sides of the Mizbeach that we had in the Mishnah earlier, Memeim and Aleph, so that in total is another 12, so in addition to the 30 that we already explained before, so now another 12, 3 by the Shar Elyon, 3 by the Shar HaTachtoin, 3 when they filled up the water, and 3 by the Aravos, that's another 12, that gets us to 42. And then, being that it was Erev Shabbos, so every Erev Shabbos, there was also another 6, 3 to tell everyone to stop doing Malacha, and 3 to tell everybody that now Shabbos is actually starting, so 6, in addition to the 42 that we said before, that gets us to a total of 48. So now the Gemara is going to analyze these 48 a little bit more. So says the Gemara, Erev Shabbos, Shabbosei Chachag, V'chulu, we just mentioned the Cheshbin, that there was 48 blasts. So now the Gemara points out, V'ilu L'mayla Asiris Lekatani. Now the Mishnah, by us, on the Gimel Amid Beis, it never mentions anything about additional tekiyos that they blew when the Kehanim went out of the Azara, and he was going on to the steps leading into the Ezras Nashim, and he got onto the 10th step. So earlier on the Aleph and Beis, we had a Mishnah which said that they blew tekiyos when they got to the 10th step. Our Mishnah on Nun Gimlam and Aleph seems to omit these tekiyos. It goes straight from the Shara Elyon tekiyos to the Shara Tachtoin tekiyos to the tekiyos that were blown by the exit of the Ezras Nashim. It doesn't mention any tekiyos in between by the Maila Asiris. So says the Gemara, Masnisin Mani, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi. The town of our Mishnah must be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who holds that there were no tekiyos that were blown on the 10th step. Meaning that Mishnah that we had on an Aleph and a Beis, which says that they blew tekiyos on the 10th step, that's not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that there were no tekiyos on that 10th step, and our Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, which doesn't mention those tekiyos, is clearly going like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. What's this machlokes? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Shalosh Amayla Asiris, that the Tanakhama says that there were 3 tekiyos that were blown by this 10th step, whereas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, then no, Shalosh Al Gabei HaMizbeach. There were no blasts, there were no tekiyos that were blown on the Maila Asiris, rather there were tekiyos that were blown when they put the Aravos onto the sides of the Mizbeach. Meaning the Tanakhama holds the opposite. The Tanakhama holds that there were no tekiyos that were blown when they put the Aravos onto the sides of the Mizbeach. There were only tekiyos when they got to the Maila Asiris, with regards to these two. He only holds that there were tekiyos when they got to the Maila Asiris, but not when they put the Aravos onto the sides of the Mizbeach. So Agav, that comes out, the Ritva points out that the Mishnah earlier, Amemheim and Aleph, which says that they blow Shaifer, that they blew tekiyos when they put the Aravos onto the sides of the Mizbeach, so that's only like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's not like this Tanakhama. But again, so the Gemara is saying that our Mishnah on Nun Gimla Mebeis, which doesn't mention tekiyos on the Maila Asiris, so that's going like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now what's the Machlokes Taliyin? So says the Gemara, The Gemara points out that ha'aymer l'mayla asiris einu ha'aymer agabi ha'mizbeach. It's a mutually exclusive machlekes. The man da'amar, the Tanakama, who says that they blew tekiyos in the mayla asiris, he holds and not al-gabi ha'mizbeach. Not when they put that ravis onto the sides of the mizbeach. V'ha'aymer al-gabi ha'mizbeach, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that they blew tekiyos when they put that ravis onto the sides of the mizbeach, einu ha'aymer l'mayla asiris. It's mutually exclusive. He says, and not by the mayla asiris. Now, so now, what's the machlokes taliya? So, my time with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, why does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hold that they did not blow shayfer by the tenth step, rather they blew it when they put that ravis onto the sides of the mizbeach? So says the Gemara, because Kevan Detaka L'Psicha Sha'arim L'mayla Asiris Lamali. You see that they blew by all the different openings of gates, by all the different openings. They blew by the Psicha Sha'arim in the morning, they blew by the Shara Elyon, they blew by the Shara Tachtoin. What's this 10th step business? Did Lamali Detaka, why would they blow by the 10th step? Hai Lav Sharu, it's not a Shar. So that doesn't seem to make any sense. Hilkach, therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov instead said, Al Gabi HaMizbeach, Adif, it would make more sense to say that these missing three tekiyos were by the, when they put the ravis onto the sides of the Mizbeach, and not by the Maila Asiris. Whereas for Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan say a different Svara, they say that no, Kevan Detaka L'Milu Yamayim, since you see that the tekiyos were always for the Nisuch HaMayim, we keep having all these different tekiyos for the Milu Yamayim, so Gabi HaMizbeach Lamali, so why would they blow tekiyos when they put the ravis onto the sides of the Mizbeach? Hilkach L'Maila Asiris, Adif, it makes more sense to say that these three tekiyos were blown when they got to the Maila Asiris on the way down for the Milu Yamayim. It's all part of that same series of steps towards getting to the Shilayach to fill up water. So it would make more sense to say that the three tekiyos were by the Maila Asiris, so that's the Machlaikas Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But just in total, it comes out, so the Mishnah Memheim and Aleph, which says that they blew tekiyos when they put the Ravais onto the sides of the Mizbeach, that's Dafka according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Mishnah and Aleph and Beis, which mentions tekiyos by the Maila Asiris, that's Dafka the Tanakama. And then we come back to our Mishnah on Nun Gimel and Beis, which mentions tekiyos by the Mizbeach and does not mention tekiyos by the Maila Asiris, so that's going again like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So again, we said that the way we got to 48 was because in addition to the 21, we had these other 27 tekiyos. 9 of them were by the Karban Musaf. So now the Gemara says that Kiyasa Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midrayma, when Rav Acha Bar Chanina came from the south, so Aisi Masnisa Bidei. So he brought a Braisa in his hand. He brought a lesson from a Braisa that said like a drasha like this. The Pasuk says, Uvnei Aaron HaKayanim Yisku B'Chatzaitzreis, that the Bnei Aaron, they should blow with the Chatzaitzreis. Now the Braisa asked the Adikasha, She'ein Tamulaymar Yisku. The Pasuk does not have to say the fact that they blew Shofar. It could just say, Uvnei Aaron HaKayanim B'Chatzaitzreis. We know we're talking about blowing. How do we know that? She'kvar Nemar, because the Pasuk already says, it's a two Pasukim later, it says, Uskatim B'Chatzaitzreis Al-Olei Seichem V'al-Ziv Chisham Eichem. It already tells us that we're talking about tekiyos with the chatzaitzreis. So the first time it says uskatem, we could have taken out that word uskatem. Umatam uloimer yisku. So why does the Torah Taka say yisku? That ubnei aron akayanim yisku bechatzaitzreis. That word seems to be extra and not needed. So says the Gemara. Hakol lefi amusafin. Says the Braisa that the Pasuk's coming to tell us that Hakol lefi amusafin taiken, that you blow according to the amount of musafin. What does that mean, that you blow according to the amount of musafin? So hu tanila v'hu amarla, Rav Acha Bar Chanina, who is the one who brought this Braisa, he taught it and he explained it. Now Leimar is coming to teach us, shetaiken Hakol musafu musaf, that on a day that you have multiple different, you have more than one Karban Musaf, so you blow 9 tekiyos. We mentioned that you blow 9 tekiyos by the Karban Musaf on a day where there's more than one Karban Musaf. Each Karban Musaf gets these 9 tekiyos. So let's say on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you don't just have the 9 for Karban Musaf, you actually have 18 for the Karban Musaf, because being that you have a Musaf for Shabbos, you have a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, each one gets its own 9. So that was the Chiddush that Rav Acha Bar Chanina brought from the south, from this Braisa, that when there is a Karban Musaf, each one is more than one Karban Musaf, each one gets these 9 blasts. Well, that's the Gemara. Tanan, we mentioned in our Mishnah on Gemara Mabez, we said you want to know when you get the maximum amount of tekiyos, when there's going to be 48, Erev Shabbos, Shabbatai Chag, Hayusha Memchas, that's when you get to 48, and that's the most that we ever have. Now, if Reb Acha Bar Chanina is true, says the Gemara of Imisa, if that price is true, so listeni, Shabbos, Shabbosai Chachag, Mishkach Asla, Chamshin V'chag, we have a day where there's even more than 48. On Shabbos, that falls out during Sukkot. On Shabbos, that falls out during Sukkot, we're gonna have a total of 51 blasts. So we're changing it not from Erev Shabbos, that fell out on Sukkot, but Shabbos that fell out on Sukkot. So we'll take out the sixth of Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, we said, generally there were always six. Three to tell everyone to stop doing Malacha, and three to tell everyone that now it's Shabbos. So Ein Hachanami, we'll take away those six, because now we're not talking about Erev Shabbos, now we're talking about Shabbos. So now we're gonna subtract six from 48, we'll be at 42. But then we're gonna add an additional nine, because until now we only counted one Karba Musaf, because we were just talking about the Musaf of Sukkot. But now that it's Shabbos also, so there's two different Karba Musafs, and therefore there's not just gonna be nine for the Karba Musaf, there's going to be 18. There's going to be an additional 9. So if we start at 42 and we add another 9, we're going to be at a total of 51. So says the Gemara, if Rav Acha Bar Chanina is true, that this price is right, so then we have a day where there's even going to be 51 tekiyos on Shabbos that falls out during Sukkot. So says the Gemara, Amar Bizera, Lefish ein toiken lepsichas sha'arim ba'Shabbos. No, you're not going to get to 51. You're actually only going to get to 48. We just made the cheshbon. We're at 51. No, because you have to take away another 3. Because on Shabbos they never blew tekiyos by the opening of the shahr in the morning. We mentioned that the 3 of the blasts that they blew every day in the Beis Hamikdash was when they opened up the gates in the Beis Hamikdash. That was the way of signaling to the kohanim and the levim that it's time to start the avodah. It's the morning. It's time to start the Avaida on Shabbos, being that those aren't real tekiyos, it was just like an alarm clock, so that's not Daicha Shabbos, they wouldn't have these 3 tekiyos. So even though we said every day there was 21, Rabbi Zeira is saying that no, really there were only 18 on a Shabbos, on a typical Shabbos, so you lost those first 3. So again, so now on Shabbos that fell out on Sukkot, instead of it being 51, we're going to take away those 3 of the Psichas Sha'arim, and we're only going to get to a total of 40. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rava, but man ha doi chash lekimcha. He says, I don't understand what Rav Zeira is saying. Rav Zeira is not being careful about his grain, which is a mashal, and saying that he's not being careful with his words, and he's saying a teretz which doesn't work. Saying that Shabbos, that fell out on Sukkot, is really only 48, that's not a good teretz. Chada, first of all, the bechol yoyim tanan. First of all, in Metzias, it doesn't seem to be true. Our Mishnah said that every single day we had these 21, 3 of them being by the psichas sharim. So how could Rabbi Zeira now come and say that no, on Shabbos they didn't have them? The Mishnah says Bechol Yoyim. It says every day. It's Mashma even on Shabbos. So there really is 51 on a Shabbos that fell out on Sukkot. But furthermore, even if we're going to assume that Rabbi Zeira is right and that really it's not Bechol Yoyim, really on Shabbos that fell out on Sukkot there was only 48 because you didn't have those 3 when they opened up the gates in the morning, even if it's going to be only 48, and so the tekiyos of Shabbos that fell out on Sukkot is going to be the same amount as the tekiyos of Erev Shabbos that falls out on Sukkot, but still we have our kasha, that why does the Mishnah tell us that you know when you have the most tekiyos? It's Erev Shabbos Shechol Yoyis B'Sukkot. Listen, Shabbos Shabbatei Chachag, Kayu Shamar Ba Mushmaina, Deshamas Mina Tarti. Why don't we also teach the fact that not only do we have 48 when Erev Shabbos falls out on Sukkot, but we also have 48 when Shabbos falls out on Sukkot. And by doing so, we're going to be teaching us the Shamas Mina Tarti. We're going to have 2 Chidushim. By teaching both cases, we're going to be teaching 2 different Chidushim. First of all, Shamas Mina de Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. First of all, by teaching the case of Erev Shabbos, Shechol Yoyis B'Sukkot, we're going to be teaching the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that they did not blow by the Maila Asiris, rather they blew when they put the Aravis onto the sides of the Mizbeh. Mizbeach, like we mentioned on the top of the Amud, Ushmas Mino, and by teaching the case of Shabbos that falls out on Sukkot, we're going to be teaching a Chiddush to Rav Acha Bar Chanina, that this Chiddush of Rav Acha Bar Chanina, that when there's more than one Musaf, you blow more than 9 Tekiyos. You blow a separate 9 Tekiyos for each Karban Musaf. So even if it's true that on Shabbos that fell out on Sukkot, even if we're going to agree to Rav Zeira that there were only 48, because they didn't blow the 3 by the Psichas Sha'arim, still the Mishnah should have taught it. The Mishnah should have told us both cases, both the case of Erev Shabbos Shechol Yais Pesukis, and the case of Shabbos Shechol Yais Pesukis. So rather, says the Gemara Elamai Rava, Rava says that the reason why the Gemara doesn't mention, the Mishnah doesn't mention Shabbos Shechol Yais Pechag, is the Fisha Ein Toikin Lemiloi Mayim. B'Shabbos. Besides the fact that you didn't have those 3 tekiyos by the Psichas Sha'arim, you also didn't have any of the Miloi Mayim. They filled up the water for the Nisach HaMayim Erev Shabbos, like we had earlier in the Perek. That on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Shechol Yais B'Sukkis, they didn't go to the Shiloyach on Sukkis, that would be carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. Instead, they filled up the water into a golden barrel on Erev Shabbos. So you have to take out all those tekiyos of Miloi Amayim, the Batri Tuva, and so now we're going to be left with much less than 48, so that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention Shabbos Shechol Yais Pechag, because it's not even going to be close to 48. Okay, well, says the Gemara, if Reb Acha Bar Chanina is right, that for every Karban Musaf, there's a separate 9 Tekiyos, I found another Echatimsa where there will be 48 Tekiyos. And when is that? Says the Gemara, V'lisni nami Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're going to have 48 Tekiyos. Da'ika Tchasa Musafin, you're going to have 3 different Karbanos Musaf, Musaf to Rosh Hashanah, Musaf to Rosh Chodesh, Musaf to Shabbos. So being that each Musaf has its own 9, that itself is a total of 27 Tekiyos, plus the 21 that we had every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. So 21 and 27 is 48. So we have a total of 48. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos? So says the Gemara, because Erev Shabbos Rabbi Toicha Chag Itzrichle, because we wanted to dafka teach this case of Erev Shabbos that fell out during Sukkot to teach us a chiddush lashmina to point out could Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that chiddush Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that they didn't blow by the Maila Asiris, rather the 3 were by the Aravais that were placed on the sides of the Mizbeach. So we dafka wanted to teach a case of Sukkot of Erev Shabbos Shechol Yais Pechag to teach us this din of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Well, says the Gemara, okay. Atu mika amar lisniha v'loy lisniha? Was I telling you not to teach the case of Erev Shabbos Shechol Yais B'Shabbos? I was telling you lisniha v'lisniha. I was saying that you should also teach a case. If Rav Acha Bar Chanina is right that for every Karban Musaf there's a separate 9 tekiyos, so then our Mishnah should have told us about the second Hechatimsa where you're going to have 48 tekiyos, and that is Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos, the regular 21 plus the 27 for each, a 9 for each one of the 3 Karbanos Musaf, and if so, with a total of 48, the Mishnah should have also mentioned this case of Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. So says the Gemara Ein Hachanami. In Hanami, there are other cases where there's 48. You're asking a kasha that why does the Mishnah only mention Erev Shabbos Shechol Yais Pechag? Then on that day there was 48. I have another case that there's 48. Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. So it says the Gemara in Hanami, Tana Vishayer. In Hanami, the Mishnah wasn't telling us, it wasn't coming to say that this is the only case of 48. There could be other cases of 48. The Mishnah was just giving us one example. You want to know one example of 48? Erev Shabbos Shechol Yais B'Seichachag. The fact that there's also Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos, that there are other cases of 48? Okay, of course. The Mishnah was just telling us an example. However, says the Gemara, the Kasha, which always follows a ton of a Shire, is my Shire, the HaShire. So, which really means is like this, is that if there's only one other case that exists of 48, so it's pretty weak to say that, yeah, the Mishnah was just giving us an example. As an example, Erev Shabbos Shechol Yais B'Toicha Chag. There only is one other case. If there only is one other case, so then the Mishnah should have just told us both cases. When do you say that the Mishnah was just saying an example? That's when really there are many more cases to teach. So the Mishnah is not going to go on a whole a rant and tell us about all the different many different cases. So then you could say the Mishnah was just telling us an example, and of course there are more cases. If there are many more cases, at least more than one, there has to be at least two other cases, so then we could say it's a ton of Ishayer, that the Mishnah wasn't teaching us all the examples, it was giving us one example, and figure out the rest on your own. But there, if there's only is one other possibility, then you can't say ton of Ishayer. You can't say the Mishnah was just giving us an example when there is only one other case. So therefore, anytime the Gemara says ton of Ishayer, that the Mishnah was just telling us an example, so the, in our context, the reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, is because we were just telling us an example. The Mishnah didn't want to go through all the different cases. So my Shire da Shire, what else is left out? What else is left out? What other Hechatimsa of 48 is there that you could tell me with good conscience that this Mishnah was just giving us example, an example? Erev Shabbos Shechol Yis B'Seicha Chag. There has to be at least two other cases, or else you can't tell me that the Mishnah was just giving us an example. So one case we had is Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. But what else is missing from the Mishnah that you're going to tell me that the Mishnah was just giving us examples? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you which other case the Mishnah left out. Shir Erev HaPesach. It left out Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is another day of 48. Why? How do we get to 48 in Erev Pesach? So that's based off of the Gemara in Pesachim, which tells us that when they brought the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, so they would say Hallel, and the Gemara says that when they said Hallel, so they blew tekiyos. They blew three sets of Tekiah Truah Tekiah. They blew a Tekiah Truah Tekiah in the beginning of Hallel, in the middle of Hallel, and then at the end of Hallel, they blew a total of 9 Tekiahs. 3 sets of Tekiah Truah Tekiah, a total of 9 Tekiahs. Now, there were 3 different Kitois. There were 3 different groups of people that went in to the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach to bring the Karban Pesach. They would go in until the Azara was filled up, and then the doors would close, or they would close the doors. Then the second group would come in, and then eventually the third group would come in. So there were 3 different groups of Karban Pesach. By each group, they had their own Hallel. Now, by each Hallel, there were 9 Tekiyos. So it comes out, there was an additional 27 Tekiyos. 9 by each Hallel, 3 times, 9 times 3 is 27. So on Erev Pesach, besides the regular 21 Tekiyos that they had every day in the Beis HaMikdash, you also had these 27. 21 and 27 is 48. So now we found another case that the Mishnah left out, so we could say that the Mishnah was just giving us an example when it said Erev Shabbos Shechol Yis B'Seicha Chag, even though in a Hanami there could be there really are more cases. Says the Gemara, no. Im Yishum Erev Pesach, if you're going to tell me that it's considered a ton of Ishayer, that the Mishnah was just giving us examples, and prove it from the fact that the Mishnah left out Erev Pesach, Lav Shiurahu. That's not a good raya that the Mishnah was just giving examples and it left things out. Why not? The Hamani, I could tell you that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehudahi, that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who said that Mimeyem shall cast Shlishis, Higia Leimar Ahavtik Yishma Hashem, that never did the third group of bringing the Karban Pesach, because everyone was such Zrizim, everyone was part of the first two groups, Kemat, the third group had so little people bringing a Karban Pesach that they never made it to even the Parsha, to the Perek of Ahavtik Yishma Hashem in Hallel. Bebnei Shayu Ama Muatim, because there were so few people that waited to the last minute, that waited to the third group to bring the Karban Pesach, so they finished shechting and bringing all the Karbanes Pesach before they even got to the Perek of Ahavtik Yishma Hashem. And if so, it's going to come out that although they did have, by the third group, the first 3 Tekiyos in the beginning of Hallel, they did start Hallel, but they were missing the last 6. They never had the 3 in the middle of Hallel, they never had the 3 in the end of Hallel, they only had the first 3. So it comes out on Pesach, on Erev Pesach rather, you had 9 for the first group's Hallel, 9 for the second group's Hallel, but then you only had 3 from the third group's Hallel. So that's a total of 21. So if you put that together with the 21 that they had daily, that only gets us to 42. So it comes out that Erev Pesach was not a day that they had 48 tekiyos, it was only a day that they had 42 tekiyos. Well, says the Gemara, and therefore, the Gemara is saying that therefore you can't prove from Erev Pesach that the Mishnah was just leaving, it was just giving us an example and it left out other cases. Because it could be this case is not left out, maybe the Mishnah is, the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Well, says the Gemara, how could you tell me that the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? How kimna deloik Rabbi Yehuda? That's what we mentioned before we started this year. And yesterday's year we had that the Gemara said our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tekiah Trua Tekiah counts as one blast. He said that the minimum amount of tequila that they had in the Beis HaMikdash was 7, and the maximum was 16. Not like our Mishnah, which lists it as 21 and 48, because our Mishnah goes like the Chachamim, who say that tequilas and truas are separate mitzvahs, they get counted separately. So we already said that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. How could you come now and say that no, the reason why the Tana doesn't mention Erev Pesach is because Erev Pesach, because the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda. We already established before that the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, says the Gemara, okay, we don't mean to say that maybe our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda when we're saying that Erev Pesach is not considered left out because it could be the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. I don't mean to say that it's the person Rabbi Yehuda. V'dilma haytana savrla kivase bechada upoligale bechada. The town of our Mishnah could be a completely separate person. It's not someone with the name Yehuda. It's someone who just holds like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Erev Pesach. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the third group only ever had the first three tekiyos. They never made it to the last six, because they never made it to Va'ahav Tekiyah Shema Hashem. The Tana of our Mishnah holds like that memra of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tana of our Mishnah also argues on the other memra of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tana of our Mishnah holds that tekiyos and truas are separate mitzvahs. So it's its own, he's its own person. But he holds like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Erev Pesach, and he does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to the tekiyos and the truas. And if so, you have no right that our Mishnah was just teaching examples because it also left out Erev Pesach. It could be our Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda and therefore Erev Pesach is not left out. But Mela, we're back to our original Kasha, Elamai Shire Dehai Shire. So what else is left out that you're going to tell me that our Mishnah is only teaching an example? And again, just to recap, what we were coming to say is that the Gemara mentioned Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, who said that Rav Acher Bar Chanina, rather, who said that you blow a separate 9 tekiyos by every karba musaf. So the Gemara asks, if you blow a separate 9 tekiyos by every karba musaf, so then on a standard Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, you're always going to have 48 tekiyos. The regular 21, plus the fact that there's an additional 9 for each one of the three karba musafs. So that's another 27, that's 48. So why, if Rav Acher Bar Chanina is right, so why didn't our Tana mention Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais Shabbos? And so the Gemara tried to answer that it's a ton of Ishayer. Because Eina Chanami, the Mishnah wasn't telling us all the different cases where we'll get to 48. The Mishnah was just giving us an example. When it said Erev Shabbos, Shechol Yais B'Seicha Chag, that's one example of 48, but Eina Chanami, there are more. So we tried saying that which is the case that there's more. It's Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, there's also 48. But the Gemara now is saying that's not a Raya, because maybe the Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're back to our Kasha. So what else is left out that we could say that the Tana of our Mishnah was just teaching examples? So says the Gemara, Shayir Erev HaPesach Shechol Yais Be'erev Shabbos. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah leaves out on Erev Pesach that falls out on an Erev Shabbos. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Apik Shis, in a Chanami, you'll take out those six that were never blown for the third group's Hallel. Like we said, they only had the first three, so we'll take out six, and instead of it being 48, it'll be 42, but then V'ayil Shis, but that being that it's Erev Shabbos, and every Erev Shabbos, there's another six, three to tell everyone to stop doing Malacha, and three to tell everyone that Shabbos is starting, so that will then bring us back to 48, so it comes out our Mishnah left out this case of Erev Shabbos, of Erev Pesach, Shechol Yais Be'erev Shabbos. So now you have no cash on Rav Acher Bar Chanina. You can't ask on him if he's right that every Karban Musaf has its own 9. So why didn't our Mishnah tell us about the case of Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais Be'Shabbos? Because now we've proved that our Mishnah wasn't telling us about every single case where we get to 48. The Mishnah gave an example. Erev Sukkis, of Sukkis, Shechol Yais, of Erev Shabbos. But in a Chanami, there are other cases.